Who does not know what a pen friend is in general? I only want to tell you about the new one. I think there are three things that are better about this one than the old one. One is the form. It's smaller. Another thing is the sound quality, and I can try to demonstrate that. I think the original Pen Friend's sound was kind of muffled. So this one is better. Just a moment, I'll turn it on. And now I'm creating a label here, just counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. And now we can listen to this. And I will also use the volume button.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
I think there used to be two volume buttons. Now there's one. So you just, it goes from soft to louder and then soft again. The thing that I really like, why I think it's better, is when you play a file, a label or whatever that is, you can pause.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So now I'm pausing and then
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Pause again.
16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
We have a lot of clients who use it not just as a labeling device, but we put the labels in little books and then they can record recipes. And it used to be that if you wanted to record a recipe, you really had to put it on several labels. So you listen to the first part of the ingredients, and then the next label maybe contains the next part, and so on, and then the method. Now, I think if I were using it that way, I would probably just use one label per recipe.
So does that mean you can pause it not only in playback but also record?
I don't think so. I don't think you can pause it and record.
What is the length of the recording for one label?
I think it does say that somewhere, but it can be very long.
The old one could hold up to 70 hours.
I think there is a limit, but I don't remember exactly what it is. I could look that up. There's, again, on the box, there is four labels, basically. They're a little bit indented, and you can listen to the user manual basically on these four Pen Friend labels. I think it's around $150.
Maria, can you still plug earphones into it?
Yes, you can plug earphones into it, and it also has a USB.
Well, you can download your content, so if you develop new labels or something, or you run out of memory, you can back up your stuff.
Yeah, a bunch of labels come with the Pen Friend, and then you can order more.
And there used to be only four classes of labels, but I understand now there are more, and there are now also washable labels for the Pen Friend.
So now the different buttons.
Right, the first one close to the microphone is on off, and the second one is the record, the third one is the volume, and the last one, it changes the mode from whether you want to work with USB or the labels have numbers. The recording is not on the labels. It's in this machine. It recognizes the numbers and then, oh, I have to go there to hear that, to play this. Everybody can use it, but a lot of our clients, for instance, have trouble reading Braille labels or learning Braille. They would then use, but it's for blind people, not for somewhat a little sighted.
There's like groups, like A numbers, B numbers, C numbers, like A1 to A100, B1 to B100. And what you do is, depending on the kind of items you want to label, you might use a certain kind of label. And the labels are different shapes as well. So it doesn't matter where you stick the label and where the box goes. The label will always register the same information no matter where the item is that you stuck it on.
And I wouldn't stick it directly on a box because these are reusable. I can always record over what I recorded before on the label, and that's now the new label. So you don't want to stick it directly on a box because then once the box is empty, you throw it out. So you want to try to avoid that. I would put it on maybe on a card and then use tape or whatever you can kind of think of.
I labeled my microwave and dishwasher with that.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And it worked just fine.
And there are some things that it's just easier to label in Braille, but there are some things that it's actually handier to label using the pen friend.
Well, and you can get a lot more into an audio label from the pen friend. I mean, a Braille label, you're going to have one or two words at the most, usually.
Plus, labeling tape can get expensive. If you have to label, like, 4,000 record albums using the pen friend or in combination with Braille can actually cut down the cost of labeling material quite a bit.
And I like the combination idea.
Yeah.
Let's say you have some sort of lasagna or something in your freezer and you put the name such and such lasagna on your Braille label, and then somebody reads you the instructions on the pen friend or something like that.
Yeah. Where can you get this new version of the pen friend?
I know that you can purchase it at the Carroll Center, but you can probably purchase it.
Blind Mice Mart.
Independent Living Aids probably has it, or Maxi Aids.
All right, well, thank you very much, Maria. That was great.